Let's bring in the man who will give us the information we need to battle the elements of Mother Nature, Pat Pagano.
Well, don't bet on that fully.
You know,
that's all I can tell you there.
I was driving in this morning, early in the morning, and I'm driving in. And I said, hey, I feel really good. And I said to myself, why do I feel good? I said, well, because it's much lighter out already. And then, unfortunately, I crested the hill, and I saw why it was so much lighter
out. The big blue moon.
I actually could have driven with my headlights off.
Yeah, well, I mean, right now it's 6:49 and it's light out.
Yeah, well,
you know, it's not bright out, but I mean, it's light out.
It's light out, but still, I like it when I can come in and like at 5:30 or
something. And not use your lights. Yeah, I hear you. Well, did you make it to the city yesterday?
No.
Are you there?
Too many things happened. We had a lot of disasters, many disasters at my house and at the station, and it just looks like it's going to be a Thursday to the city this week maybe.
Okay, well, as long as you get back early, you'll beat the rain. So that's what you have to worry about there. But in the meantime, this is not in any way, shape, or form a clear-cut forecast. It is not. I will not tell you that I'm comfortable with it because I'm not. And not really through Friday, but the weekend. That's what we have to talk about. But before we get to that, let's look at today, which will have a mix of sun and clouds. It'll be chilly in the mid-30s. It'll be cloudy tonight, mid-20s. Your Thursday will be cloudy. Now, there's a chance of snow showers changing over to rain showers. If we have snow showers, it's in the morning. Rain showers later in the day, low 40s. Now, that rain will change back to snow late Thursday night, upper 20s. And any snow or snow showers will end early Friday morning. I do not expect much, an inch or less. And it will turn partly sunny and windy on Friday. We may start at 30, but we're going to fall through the 20s. So it's going to get pretty cold. How cold? This is it's an Arctic front that's coming through. It's not a low pressure system like we had yesterday. That's what we had yesterday that brought 9 inches of snow to Long Island. Totally, totally unpredicted, especially by yours truly. 9 inches. Okay, so what happens by Saturday morning behind the cold front? We're in the single numbers. And we'll have sunshine mixing with some afternoon clouds. After that, all bets are off. What happens is as follows. Another front goes by here Sunday morning. It will be cold enough for some snow showers. The front stalls to the south of us. Low pressure over the Gulf states, loaded with rain and moisture, hooks up to the front and travels northeastward. It depends on what model you'd like to choose again as to where it's going. Because the European model right now is saying that it will be principally an all rain situation. For us, it will be a wintry mix. Rain for most of the coastal areas, wintry mix inland. To get snow, you'd have to go well west to north. That's the Euro. The GFS model is saying that it will be snow and a wintry mix, possibly go to rain, and so is the Canadian. So they really don't know what to do. I'm throwing out the precipitation part of the models. I'm not going to look at it for them to tell me what they think is going to happen. I'm actually extrapolating from the upper air charts of these models. And to me, it looks like the low would take a track through the Gulf states to Atlanta to near Cape Hatteras, North Carolina, and then to near Cape Cod. And if that is the case, it will be a typical nor'easter snowstorm.
So that's what you're thinking right now.
That's my thinking right now, Sunday into Monday. I think the rest of the models, I'll look at them. I'll take it into consideration, but you know as well as I do, they stink. There was no model that came out the night before last for yesterday morning that forecasted 9 inches of snow for Long Island. I went back and I looked to see what the Euro did for Long Island. 2.2 inches. And they got anywhere from 6 to 9 inches, which was a record for the date. So how does that qualify as even being partially right? It doesn't.
Yeah.
Terrible. Terrible, terrible, terrible. So that's what I'm doing. That's what I think. Sometimes, you know, Marshall, the long-range forecast are the best forecast. And I believe that the first week in February, first full week of February, I do say that there will be a nor'easter.
Well, that's for late Sunday into Monday, right?
That's for Sunday night into Monday.
All right. Now, Saturday, a group of parents and taxpayers are planning on gathering outside Hoosonic Valley Regional High School to meet Board of Education members as they arrive for a special meeting. What's the weather on Saturday morning?
Saturday morning, the temperatures are going to be in the single numbers.
Around 10 o'clock?
10 o'clock, that should be, I would say, it'll probably get down to about maybe 6, 7 degrees. So 10 o'clock, it'll be in the low teens, and the wind, 10 to 20 miles an hour.
Oh, that's good.
So really, really significant wind chill factors.
We have to wait in our cars.
Now what do you have to say?
I have to wait in the cars.
and I know you're going to pry for next weekend, which I've been watching very, very closely to see, you know, what they're saying.
For the ski jumps.
And again,
yeah.
It starts on Friday, right?
Starts on Friday night, runs Saturday and Sunday.
Okay. Friday. Yeah. It looks like right now that there will be another coastal low moving off the coast by Friday morning. So it moves away. In its wake, it should be like partly sunny and windy. That's what I think Friday looks like right now.
But
partly sunny, windy.
So that means we might get more snow on Thursday then of that week.
It's possible.
Okay.
Possible because, you know, if it can't pinpoint the one on Sunday, it's not going to pinpoint that one.
Yeah.
Then we go to Saturday, and Saturday shows snow. It's not a coastal. It's a frontal system. So this is Saturday the 10th. Looks like it will snow. It doesn't look to be heavy, but it could easily, you know, be light accumulations then. Okay?
All right.
Now let's go to Sunday. I jumped ahead too far. Sunday, question of timing here. Another strong cold front coming in Sunday afternoon. Windy ahead of it. Snow showers and squalls probably in the afternoon. And then, you know, icy cold come Monday.
All right.
I told you this is going to be a rough month. February, not January. February is going to be a rough month. You watch and see.
All right. Now, speaking about watch and see.
Yeah.
I saw, because I didn't watch the State of the Union address. I know the State of the Union.
Yeah.
There's a movie on Amazon that is absolutely terrific. It's funny. It's a little heartbreaking. It's a great story. It's called Last Flag Flying. And it is truly a very good movie. Very, very good movie.
Okay.
It's about a father who lost his son in Iraq. And how he joins up with two old friends and how they take the son's body to be buried. It's very good. Anybody who would want to see it, it's got Steve Carell in it. It's got Bryan Cranston, Lawrence Fishburne. I mean, those three carry this movie. It's unbelievable.
Really?
It's Amazon. So you have Amazon. You can get it.
I have it, yes.
Yeah. I'm telling you, you'd enjoy this movie. It, like I said, it's a little sad. It's got very funny scenes in it. I think you'd enjoy it.
And once again, the name of this is?
Last Flag Flying.
Last Flag. I'm writing this down because if you think I'm going to remember this. Last Flag Flying, Amazon.
Amazon. It's on Amazon. You know, if you've got the Fire Stick, so you can get it.
I have the whole thing, yeah. Oh, that's great. Thank you for that. I've been trying to watch the the nominated movies. You know,
yep, they have them. Yep.
Shape of Water, excellent. What's the other one? The Big Sick.
Yep.
Excellent.
Yeah, I saw The Big Sick. I haven't seen The Shape of Water yet, but I'm going to.
A lot of the movies are really, 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 really good. I have to watch the three billboards. I haven't had a chance to do that yet.
Yeah. Well, it's good. Yeah, I'm going to go see The Shape of Water. I'm going to watch that, but you'll like Last Leg Flying. All right.
Okay. Thank you very much, Marshall.
Well, that's that, and then we'll just follow the weather and see what happens.
That's it. We'll see what we have for you tomorrow.
All right, Pat. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a look at our tri-state forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.